This is the SML Podcast.
We got shit to do.
What's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I am Chris.
And this is episode 93, Interstate, or yeah, State Route 93.
State Route 93.
Of the SML Highway Podcast.
Interstate Love Song 93.
The Interstate Highway.
Is that an actual interstate? I don't know much about roads.
State Route 93? Route 93 is like right by us.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm just going to take your word for it. The only one I know about is the Turnpike and 81 and 80.
Yeah, 93 like runs through Hazleton into Berwick.
Oh, well, that's probably why I don't know about it. I try and pretty much have every reason to not go to Hazleton.
True. Very true. I used to pretty live much. There.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, up until like fourth grade. And then we moved to Berwick. Talk about a step
up. I was just going to say, that was a great step up. Wonderful.
So, video games happened.
Yeah, a lot of video games happened.
It's like such an exhausting month for gaming.
Holy shit. Yeah, I mean,
like if we were going to take a week off, we should have done it.
Dude, honestly,
oh my god.
If there was ever a week not to take off, it's probably now cuz there's so much shit going on. It's ridiculous.
Oh man.
It's too many games. Too many games.
Like let's see what all came out this week.
Okay, so yesterday at the time of us recording this, yesterday was Far Cry, WWE on the new platforms. Grand Theft Auto on the new platforms, Dragon Age Inquisition, Little Big Planet 3.
Yep. Watch Dogs for the Wii U.
Really?
Yeah. Finally out.
Jesus Christ. Wasn't there something else that came out on like not virtual console, but the PlayStation Store or something like that? I forget.
Oh, fucking no.
There's a lot of shit. And then in a couple days...
Oh, the Jackbox came out this week.
The Jackbox? Oh, for the Borderlands?
No.
The Jackbox.
The You Don't Know Jack box.
What is
it? $25. It just came out for PS4 and Xbox One. It has You Don't Know Jack 2014 or 2015, whatever they called it.
Uh-huh.
Fibbage XL. And then three other games, Lie Swatter, Word Spud, and some kind of drawing game.
Yeah.
And they're all just batshit insane. And it's $25 for five games.
Huh.
Including You Don't Know Jack.
Huh.
So five games from the Jackbox Studios.
Huh. Well, damn it. I thought I was finally like content with the amount of stuff that I had. And now I kind of want that. Because it's good to have like a party game. I mean, obviously my party game right now, well, my party game of choice that's going to be coming out in 2 days. Fucking Smash, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't wait for that.
That's going to be nuts.
But so what'd you get this week? I know you were talking about getting a handful of new stuff.
Yeah.
Borrowing new stuff.
So whatever. I borrowed, let's see here. I borrowed Madden. Did I talk about that last week? I think I talked about that last week.
You didn't actually talk about the game.
I didn't?
No.
I played one game against Luke and I won. I kicked his ass. Actually, I only won by one touchdown.
So you didn't kick his ass. You squeaked out a victory.
I did. Well, to be fair, it was the Buccaneers versus the Raiders. So the fact that either one of our teams won was a miracle. Like, the game should have just imploded and just be like, everyone loses, but I won. And what the fuck, recording every goddamn touchdown?
I don't know.
Like, I went into my upload thing or my clips thing.
Yeah.
Literally every single time someone scored, there was a clip for it.
Nice.
I'm like, that's a little excessive. I mean, some of them were off of interceptions, so they were pretty cool, but I got rid of them anyway because... space on my hard drive. But so I borrowed that, and it's cool. I don't feel like it's necessary for me to pick up Madden 15 because I don't keep up with the rosters that much. So I think Madden 25, for how cheap it is now, if you want to just have a sports game in your repertoire, Madden's pretty cool. I think I might actually pick up 2K14 because that's going to start dropping dramatically with the new one already out. So just so that I have a basketball game as well, because I don't think I'll see an NBA Jam again anytime soon. I picked up today, like I have we already talked about the buy two, get one free pre-owned code that I have, or coupon that I have.
Yeah.
What I ended up doing was I went to my local GameStop and talked to some of my friends that still work there. And they were like, well, you know, we have two of the games that you want. Why don't you just pick them up now and then wait for one of the other games to come out? And to be fair, what I'm going to do is I'm going to try. I picked up Sunset Overdrive, which was the one of the ones that I absolutely wanted. And the reason why I did this is because there was a copy there. I haven't been able to find a pre-owned copy easily. So I'm like, all right, yeah, I'll just pick them up now. And once another game comes out, or they get a pre-owned copy of something in that I want, then I'm just going to go back in, return the two, and then rebuy the three so I could use the coupon.
Makes sense.
But this gives me a little bit of time, so I'm going to try. I picked up Sunset Overdrive, and I picked up the new Call of Duty. So because I really do want to give it a shot. And the only reason why I picked up the new Call of Duty over Forza Horizon is because a copy of Forza Horizon came into the video game store that I work at, and they were like, we bought the my one buddy that bought it in, he's like, we bought it in for $20. If you want it for $20, you could have it for $20. And I'm like, well, I don't really have the money right now, but can I borrow it? And he's like, that's fine. I'm like, okay, then I'll just pay it when I have some money. So I have Horizon. I haven't even booted it up yet. I actually got a shit ton of games in the past like couple days, so I'm set for a while.
Now you got to work on that Wii U debt. Start chipping that fucker down.
I know.
Yeah. Xbox One collection than me.
Well, really?
No.
I'm like, no way. Like, you have way more shit. But now I feel like I've got a solid lineup of a bunch of stuff that I could dump a lot of time into. So, but now it's just a matter of, I'm just going to wait for one more game, which I think it's going to end up being GTA. I don't know. So my debate for my final game. Well, here's my current lineup now. My current lineup is, oh, and I picked up Halo Master Chief Collection. So I've got...
How did you get that one?
Pokemon trades.
God.
Master Chief Collection, Call of Duty, Sunset Overdrive, Forza Horizon, Madden, Diablo, Killer Instinct. I think that's it. So that's what I'm currently at, and I'm looking at picking up one more when it becomes pre-owned.
Did you get Warframe?
Oh, I downloaded Warframe, okay. But that's free to play. So
yeah,
that's,
so is Killer Instinct.
Yeah, but I paid for the first I paid for the first amount of characters.
So I didn't know you did that yet.
Yeah, the first season. I didn't get the second season yet because I'm just gonna wait until there's a couple more characters where I feel like I can justify paying the couple extra bucks. And then obviously in a couple days I'm going to have Smash. So the only other, like, I want to pick up one more game for the one. My debate is between the ones that essentially came out yesterday. So GTA. I don't think I would want a wrestling game enough to even count that into the mix. So GTA, Far Cry, or Dragon Age. So, I don't know. Oh wait, so I have those. Well, I have the Assassin's Creed games too, but they're not, but they're not that good. So I'm not really. Well, to be fair, I haven't really given Black Flag a chance.
You should.
I will. I think if I have a hankering for playing an Assassin's Creed game, I'm probably going to go back to that before going back to Unity. Just because I'm hoping that they fix Unity a little bit more. Hopefully.
Well, they put out two patches so far.
Yeah. It's,
and they're working on more.
Yeah.
And the funniest part is that the first patch was to fix their microtransactions.
You fucking bastards.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard some people say that the second one that they put out was to help a little bit of the frame rate issues. I'm not 100% on that. So...
yeah.
But until it's like, I don't know, until it's really good, like if it starts looking like some of the other stuff that I'm playing on the system, then I'll be really happy. But until that happens, I'm just kind of, meh, there's really pretty stuff on this system. So, which, speaking of really pretty stuff, and not so pretty stuff, I was playing, because I got the Master Chief Collection, I haven't actually finished a Halo other than Reach, I think. I'm like, I'm going to start from the first one, and I'm going to play all the way through all four. So I started on the first one, and I'm running down a corridor or something like that, and I accidentally press select. Pressing select switches it to make it look like the original.
Yep, it does. And on the 360 version of Halo Anniversary, that got you an achievement.
Oh, I don't think it got me an achievement.
Probably not, because there's already 450 achievements in the game.
Yeah, I think I've gotten three so far, and they're all like fivers. But yeah, I hit it on accident, and I'm like, wow, does this look bad? I'm like, is this what the original looked like? Because I couldn't remember. And then I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, yeah, this is what it looked like. But it definitely didn't run this smooth. Because at least with the new one, like, it's everything's like really, I don't know, it's just, it runs really, really smooth. And no matter if you're on the older version or the newer version, as far as like what do they call it? Like the remastered graphics, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just runs really fucking well. So it's cool. I just think it's funny, like every once in a while, just to give myself a laugh, I'll just like switch back and forth between them. Like, that looks so bad.
It does. And the new cutscenes are insane.
Yeah. Yeah, they look really good.
Completely redone. Looks nuts.
Yeah. I'm excited. I can't wait to play that online with you guys. They feel like I'm going
to... Hopefully they'll get the online up to 100% soon. I know they've released a few patches to improve things a bit. Today, Wednesday, they were supposed to release a huge patch to fix things, but they delayed it a few days to try working on more bugs and testing and everything else. But it seems like they're actively trying to fix it instead of Drive Club, which, spoilers, haven't played.
Spoiler alert. Still no Drive Club.
That's your weekly Drive Club update. Still haven't played it.
Yep. So yeah, what have you been doing, Joe?
I've been arguing with Ashley.
Have you been playing any games?
I have been playing a bit. I've been putting a lot more time into Dragon Age, which I'm having a blast with. I haven't gotten that far into it because I'm too busy exploring everything.
I've heard that, like, I actually watched a short, like, bit of a Twitch stream of somebody playing it, and they're like, if you want to watch someone doing crazy shit, go to someone else because I'm doing a completionist run. And he's like, running around just like mining and killing goats and shit. And just, like,
yeah, it's a great time waster. It looks fantastic. I am incredibly pissed off about their Inquisitors edition.
Why is that?
Which, as you know, was a GameStop exclusive.
Okay.
Came in today. I was excited. Opened it up. As soon as I opened the lid, everything poured out. Nothing was in place.
Wow.
At all. Like everything was loose. I have a broken figure. Some of the plastic bindings, like how the snakeskin case is supposed to look like it has metal rivets on it.
Yeah.
They're shitty plastic. And one of them is completely off. Two of them fall off incredibly easy. They're corner pieces and they're split. The lockpick set, which I kind of expect, I knew it wasn't going to be a real lockpick.
That'd be fucking kit. Awesome.
From the beginning, they said it was a faux lockpick kit. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it would be like chintzy shit plastic. All of them were just like plastic silverware,
yeah.
Except they break easily. One was broken out of six, and two of them aren't there.
Oh.
So out of a six-piece kit, I have 3.5.
Well, that could be a problem.
Yeah.
Are they replacing it?
I don't know. That part of my aggravation with today was I spent about an hour on hold waiting for chat support from EA and GameStop. EA kept redirecting me to a forum link where they were talking about why you can't import your shit from the Dragon Age Keep website. Nothing to do with what I'm talking about at all. They just kept linking me to that. So I essentially told them to go fuck themselves and ended the chat.
Yeah.
GameStop said their only recourse is for me to return it and get my money back. Despite me saying repeatedly, I do not want to return it because I cannot reorder it.
Yeah.
It is sold out. It is gone. Well, we can refund you the money. No, I'm not giving this thing up. I just want my shit fixed.
Yeah.
So I am not the only person with issues. Looking online, was it EB Games in Australia has already started refunding people slight amounts for damages because they're widespread.
Yeah.
And they know it. I think Europe, someone's doing the same thing, trying to partially refund some people to make up for the damaged items.
Yeah.
Nothing here. No one gives a fuck.
So, I was going to say, because even like a partial refund would be okay, because at least like, you know.
Offer me $10 or $20 back for this. I spent $185.
Yeah, the least you could fucking do is
fucking broken.
Yeah.
Like on the outside, it's impressive looking.
Yeah.
It's a cool looking thing. You open it up, things look nice, but it's chintzy.
Yeah.
It is such an amazing letdown because it's both one of the coolest collector's editions I've gotten and one of the worst I've gotten.
The concept is cool.
The concept is amazing, and some of this stuff is nice.
Yeah.
But god damn, I am so bummed out. I tried emailing Project Triforce, the guys who developed all the collector edition stuff, and hopefully they'll get back to me with some positive news.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. At least you're reaching out to them.
Yeah.
And being like, look, I'm appreciative of what you're doing, but it's fucked up.
Yeah.
It's fucking broken.
Like,
man.
I even tweeted to Dragon Age, the Dragon Age Twitter account, and they said that they were really sorry for what happened and to get in touch with GameStop. I said, they're not helping at all. They don't care.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I'm going to try emailing Steve, district manager, GameStop.
I would.
Because at least, like, there's no way to email corporate. The only thing you could do is call and do chat support.
Yeah.
And chat support is apparently filled with idiots.
I'm shocked.
Oh, I know.
Hello, thank you for calling customer service. This is Steve.
I'm trying to think what her... I think the person I dealt with from GameStop support was Mishkia.
Well, yeah, but I understand where you're going with it. I'm referencing something else.
I know, but like legitimately.
Have I answered your questions efficiently and correctly? You are in a customer service paradox. That fucking episode is so amazing. All right. Spoiler alert. Watch the entire new season of South Park because they're all fucking amazing. And there's at least two video game related ones.
Yeah, it's just that collector edition. I was so looking forward to it. And
I don't know, man. Like I know you're all about the collector's editions, but I think like I've only bought like one or two collection edition things, and I've always felt fucking gypped. Always. The one was the Saints Row one with those really shitty fucking headphones.
Yeah, Saints Row 3 was a terrible one.
I was so pissed about that because I'm like, you know what? I really like this series. I'm really excited for this game. I'm going to get the collector's edition. Big fucking mistake.
At least they made up for it with Saints Row 4.
Yeah, but I didn't get that one.
You should have.
I wanted to get a Diablo one. I wanted to get the one for Diablo 3, but I didn't have enough money for it at first. And then I ended up getting one like on sale. And then once I finally got it, I was just like, it's okay, I guess. Like, it's cool. Whatever. I mean, I've seen some really fucking awesome collector's editions, but they're for games that I'm like, I don't know. Like, if I'm going to get a collector's edition, it has to be something that I'm, like, creaming my fucking pants over. Like, if they had a physical, hard copy, like, crazy Killer Instinct collector's edition, I'd probably want that.
Yeah, the only thing they had for that was the pin edition.
Right, which...
And it only came with one pin, and you had to track down.
So you're just like, meh, fuck that. I actually kind of wanted the Grand Theft Auto one for 5 when it came out, because I wanted that fucking hat.
That collector edition is a massive disappointment to me because I don't wear hats.
See, I would wear the hat.
I'll sell it to you for like $100.
Nah, man, I'm good.
God knows that's where all the cost went for a...
Apparently for a fucking New Era, which, you know, what? 20, you could buy New Eras brand new for like $27. Whatever. Yeah, man, I don't know. I'm not huge into the collector's editions. I just feel like you just end up getting gypped more often than not, you know? That's just me. I mean.
Yeah. I don't know. I had high hopes for Dragon Age. Oh, and because everything was loose in there, fucked up the steelbook. Ding twice.
Ugh.
Right on the front.
Ugh.
Yeah. And you know how I am about my steelbooks.
Your steelbooks.
Yeah, your steelbooks. Oh, and remember how the lockpick kit was supposed to unlock a secret compartment?
There's no secret compartment.
Oh, there's a secret compartment.
You don't have the key? Or is it the broken one?
Oh, no. You don't need any of the lockpick kit. You can use, like, a pen to open it if you want. First off, it was already open for me. Because nothing was in place at all. Like, there's tiers to it where you open it and then you lift out a tray and then there's more stuff and then a hidden compartment's under something.
Uh-huh.
Stuff that was in the compartment was at the top.
Oh.
Like, out of the compartment, above the upper layer, and when I opened it, they fell out.
Oh.
Like, that's how...
That's how fucked
how
up this was.
How well done this thing was put together for shipment.
Oof.
But it's just... a flap of paper with a hole in it and use the lock picks to lift up the paper. And there's like a small piece of adhesive on it.
This is paper?
Yeah.
That's literally all it is.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Because it has a hole in it and it's hidden underneath.
So, but is there more to it than that? Or is it?
I mean, there's like 4 fake gold coins hidden underneath. But no, the secret compartment is literally a piece of maybe construction paper with a tiny hole in it that you'll put a lockpick inside and lift it up.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, that
from a company that like sells $900 figurines, I expected more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
Especially because the one figure is completely broken in half. Like it's an owl attached to a base and the legs just snapped off.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be pretty pissed. I'd be very pissed, actually. I'd be very upset. So what else happened?
this week? Mentioned Far Cry already, that it came out this week.
It came out.
I grabbed my collector's edition of that. That one was pretty nice.
What's in that one?
Some miscellaneous, like, folded up maps and travel guide and blah, blah, blah.
And blah, 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 blah.
And then another statue. This one has pagan men sitting on the trunk of an elephant. It's actually fairly large and better quality than I expected based on, like, the pictures they showed of everything.
Yeah.
I'm actually pretty happy with that one.
Cool.
Yeah. I didn't get to play that much yet.
Mm-hmm.
I did do the secret ending.
I've heard about this.
You've heard about... Well, I'll spoiler alert for anybody listening. I will discuss the ending, which isn't really much of an ending. It's
an alternate ending.
It's a beginning.
Yes? Isn't it an alternate ending?
Kind of. When the game starts, you're in a bus. You're trying to return your mother's ashes to her home country. And the bus gets stopped, and there's a shootout. And then a helicopter comes, and Pagan Min hops out and recognizes you. So there's some kind of familiarity there. And then he executes the one guard who started the gunfight. It's like you were supposed to stop the bus. You weren't supposed to shoot the boss. Stop, shoot, stop, shoot. Do they sound anywhere alike?
That was what they showed for the teaser, right? Like when they announced it?
I don't remember the teaser.
Because I think that's what I remember seeing about the game.
Possibly. But after that cutscene, you're in his mansion or palace or wherever it is. And you're about to eat dinner, and he takes the one guy off to pretty much torture him, and he says, "Wait here, I'll be right back." And that's normally the part when you would escape from the place and start raising hell and everything else. But if you wait around for a good 10 minutes or so, maybe longer, maybe shorter, he'll come back and say, "Oh, you waited. Thank you so much." And the conversation continues. He starts talking about your mom and your family, and how he is essentially a part of your family. And he takes you to sit your mother's ashes with her daughter that you didn't know about. And then you leave, and he says, "All right, now let's go shoot some goddamn guns." And the credits roll. So it's like you got the sappy shit out of the way. Now play the game for real.
Huh.
So technically you could beat it in about 20, 25 minutes.
Huh. I think it's neat. I think it's an interesting concept.
I think it's a cool Easter egg.
Yeah. I mean, I swear to God, if that starts becoming a thing that everybody fucking starts doing, then I'll rip my goddamn hair out. But like...
Well, you didn't have to do it. There's no achievement for it. Nothing. It's just a fun little thing they put in. It's like, oh, if you're really going to sit and wait for him, here, we'll reward you for it.
Yeah. That's kind of cool, though. I think it's neat. I think the concept's really, really interesting.
Yeah, I thought it was neat. I saw it online. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to watch the whole thing. I'll do it myself when it comes out.
Yeah. That's cool.
So now I have to actually play the game.
God forbid. God forbid you have to play the game now.
I didn't get to play Grand Theft Auto either yet.
You know, I don't know, man. Like, the more and more that I think about it, like, I really do want GTA because I want to play GTA Online. But maybe I should pick up something else as my third game. Like, maybe I should pick up Far Cry or Dragon Age.
Well, don't forget how things went the last time you bought Grand Theft Auto.
It's
we're going to play online all the time. We'll get
see,
a crew
I wanna
together.
Play,
we'll
I,
do this.
I do
we'll
wanna
do that.
Play,
oh, I traded it.
I do want to play online, though. And I know people that are playing online with it right now.
You knew people who were playing it online on the 360.
Yeah, but you play a lot of different games. I didn't think you'd ever have time to play with me.
So you didn't try. You just traded it in. And I'm sitting there, great, I bought this to play with friends, and he traded it the fuck in.
Hey, to be fair, I bought Halo so we could play Halo.
Mm.
Because you guys were talking about how much you guys wanted to play Halo, so I got it to play Halo with you guys.
Now they just got to make sure it works 100%.
Right, and then we'll start playing it. but you do have the new GTA.
Yes. I installed it, and that's as far as I got.
Did Pappy get it?
I doubt it. I don't think he cares.
Yeah, he's really into Inquisition, isn't he?
Well, he wants to be. I'm not even sure if he started it yet. Or no, he said he's about 2 hours in.
I don't know. I've never played a Dragon Age game before, so I don't know if I'm going to like it. Like, I literally know nothing about it.
Hey, remember how I was telling you about EA Access?
Yeah, I know.
For Madden.
Yeah, I know.
And then other games.
Yeah, I know.
And how you could get a free 6-hour trial of Dragon Age.
I know.
Get it for a month. Try it.
But I have a free game that I can pick.
Well, try the game, and if you like it, then use it for that.
Yeah, but then I have to spend $30 so that I could get the demo of it.
No, you could spend $5 and have it for a month. And you get all those other games.
For a month.
And if you like it, you could get it for another month or for a year.
I think if you're going to do it, you just do it for the year.
Yeah, that's why I did it for a year.
It'd be stupid just to do it for a month. I don't know, man.
I think it's stupid to not do it at all.
Yeah, I guess.
Again, you get 6 games for the year.
I know.
Minimum, because they're probably going to add more sooner or later. Hopefully
fucking
soon.
Fucking better.
Plus, you get to try out Dragon Age.
I know. I know I should do it.
Yes, you should.
I think what I'm probably going to end up doing is I'm going to watch some gameplay. I'm going to watch some Twitch streams and just see if the game appeals to me on that front before playing it at least. And then go from there. Cuz I think Far Cry I'd probably enjoy. I think the only problem is I won't be able to play it with Jordan around. Which,
yeah, you were telling me about this, which means, last year,
yeah,
the original.
Yeah, because I got Far Cry 3 like when it came out, and I popped the disc in, and I go to play it, and you have to skin an animal, and she's like, can you not play that when I'm around? I'm like, yeah, okay, that's fine. But she's around all the time. Right? I understand that. But she's like, do you really have to do that? And like, actually, yeah, I do. I mean, obviously, like, now with me having the same kind of animal rights as, you know, being an advocate like she is, I kind of want to just be like, dude, like, I know, but I have to, and it's a game. It's just a game.
That's what I was going to say. Why get Grand Theft Auto? You have to murder humans in that game.
I'd rather do that, though.
The life of a human is worth more than a crocodile.
Crocodiles are cool. People suck, dude.
Not if they try eating you.
Hey, people try eating people, too. Tell me I'm not right. Charles Manson just got married. Video games.
I'm out.
He just dropped the mic. It's true, though.
It is. Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. Man. So, yeah, I'd love to give my opinions on some more of these games. I just haven't had time to play them yet. And I think realistically, like, once Smash comes out, like, I'm really excited to play Smash on a Wii U.
Yeah.
Just because then at that point, if Jordan wants to watch the TV, I could still play Smash on the fucking Wii U because I use my gamepad.
Yeah. You could always just snap the TV for her, right? When you're playing a game.
I could. I guess. Can you prioritize the audio?
Yeah. Yep. In the settings, there's a slider where you can have it split both ways. I have it so that nearly all the audio is coming from snapped, but I could still kind of hear the game a bit.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, there's a slider with different options.
Interesting. Well, she'd probably murder me, though. She's like, I'm just going to wait until I can get the whole TV. Probably. Yeah. Somewhere around there.
Take it or leave it.
I'm not having that conversation. No way. No way. That ain't happening. I like still having my penis attached to me.
It's overrated.
It's overrated. It's so useful, though. It has a lot of uses. They're all very important.
Hey,
so
you could pee with a stub there. Probably, I know, that's my life.
It probably wouldn't be too enjoyable at all.
But then you just get to sit down and relax all the time.
No.
Pee when you sit down. No way. Video games.
Video games.
Peeing, so, something that a lot of the games we've mentioned today have had something in common.
A poor launch?
Yes.
Almost every single one of them has had
like
problems.
The only two that haven't had problems, I think, were Grand Theft Auto and Dragon Age. Nearly everything else is having problems.
Far Cry, I guess,
had server issues.
Yep.
Because it's Ubisoft, and that's what we expect.
Yeah.
One of the games that came out last week, one of the games was Shape Up for the Xbox One, some kind of fitness game. There's people who apparently still cannot get the game to launch.
Wow.
That's how broken it is.
Wow. That's not good.
Yeah. Even stuff like WWE, like PS4 owners can't download the DLC that they bought. Xbox.
Words? Okay.
Xbox One owners can't start up the My Career mode if they're online.
What?
The game just crashes if they try to start My Career, and they found out the workaround is to turn the system offline, and then they could start the My Career.
Here's a stupid question for you. The new wrestling game, do you create your own character and go through a thing like that, or is it all just fucking like...
I'm pretty sure you could create a character and then go through like the NXT system and then get called up to the main roster, and that's what the career is.
If that's what it is, then I might be interested in wanting to play that.
Because I know NXT is in the game.
Because I've been saying it for ages now, the only way that they can get me to be interested in a wrestling game again is if there's a campaign where you create your own character, and that's the entire basis of the campaign.
That seems to be what My Career is.
Hmm.
Where you started from the bottom and then you get there.
There. Yeah.
Just like we started from the bottom and now we're here, which is high in number only.
Yes. Yes, precisely.
Viewer and listener count is still way down there.
Way, yep. Maybe I'll have to play it then. I don't know. I might want to try and borrow that and just see what it's like.
I don't have it, so you can't borrow it.
You didn't get it?
No.
That's the only game that came out. Did you get Little Big Planet?
Yes.
Did you play it yet?
No.
I'm very interested.
It came in like 5 hours ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I ordered it from Amazon. Here's a fun little aside.
Ready.
I ordered it from Amazon back in, I don't know, August, with like a guaranteed release date of the 18th.
Uh-huh.
Guaranteed. I checked the shipping status Monday, and it said preparing to ship. Why can't I talk today?
Words.
Preparing to ship, estimated arrival the 20th.
Oh.
For months, I'm guaranteed to get the game on the 18th. And on Monday, it's like, nope, you're not getting it on the 18th. I never got an email that it was going to be delayed. Never got any kind of heads up or even a reason. So I contacted customer support. I bitched them out like crazy. And I got a $20 promotional credit. And then I used my Bing points and got a $5 Amazon credit. And I used that and the promotional credit to get the new Macho Man Blu-ray for 29 cents.
Macho Man. That's pretty good.
So, yeah.
I need to start, like, bitching on customer service things more. Speaking of customer service, actually, did you hear about the two scams that happened in the past couple days?
Yes. The one wasn't a scam. It was an error on Sears' part.
Yes.
People still kind of Well, it was an official price.
It was an official price. It was their fuck up.
Yeah,
and
Sears, for those who don't know, Sears accidentally had the Wii U bundle with Mario and new Super Mario Brothers and new Super Luigi Brothers. And what was it? The blue and the black 3DSs for $50 each. And people, of course, went to Walmart and price matched the fuck out of it.
Yep.
Which gave some assholes a clever little idea in their head of creating a marketplace seller on Amazon and listing PS4s for anywhere from 50 like to 100 bucks.
$50.
And then going to Walmart
and then making
and
them
price matching their fake listing and getting consoles for dirt cheap, which apparently is the only way to get a good deal on a PS4 right now.
Yeah. Yeah. But now, to be fair, the first example was, in my opinion, smart shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Just recognizing, hey, that's a fuck up. I need to try and bounce on that until they realize their mistake.
Yes.
The second example is
a bunch of scumbags being pieces of shit.
Right. Now, the latter is one of those kind of examples where I feel like it's only going to be a matter of time before certain retailers will refuse price matching.
Yes.
Which I know some people could give two fucks less about price matching. Other people, I like that a lot of places do it, mainly just because it gives you incentive to essentially like show a allegiance and I'm trying to think of the word, but I can't really
loyalty.
Yeah. Essentially showing loyalty to a store that you frequent.
Yeah.
By saying, like, hey, look, I would love to give you my business, but these guys are selling it for this much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which is only fair. And you know, most businesses that actually care about their customers will want to do that. However, when shit like this goes down, it's just kind of like, now, you do have to be more careful with what you price match.
Yeah.
I do feel like some of the blame should be back on the stores that
matched
are
it
accepting it.
Because they didn't stop to think, hey, people are trying to price match a $400 system for $79.99. I wonder if I should look into this.
Right.
And people were getting around it by like making their new Amazon marketplace seller name like AMZON Marketplace.
Yeah.
Amazon. And most people, they'll just glance at it and be like, oh, Amazon, okay.
Right.
And then lose $300 selling an item.
Right. Now, in the Sears point, I mean, obviously, if you go to Walmart, you'd be like, look, it's from Sears. I'll pull it up right now if you don't believe me. And you could pull it up on something else. That's different. When you're doing something like an online retailer where you can't see like, okay, you know, let's, especially with places like Amazon, eBay, shit like that.
Yeah.
You could be like, yeah, I'm selling a PlayStation 4 for $40, but I'm going to sell it with $200 shipping. Like, you know what I mean? Like little shit like that where it would bring it back up to the cost of what it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas an in-store retailer, it's no, here's the price of the item. That's how much you pay for the thing. Like mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's a lot more transparent. So online retailers, I feel, and most stores have it where you have to find a circular or it needs to be an advertised thing on the actual that retailer's website.
Yeah.
Not by another party. Like, I don't feel like Amazon should be something that should be able to be price matched unless the distributor is Amazon.
And ships and sold from Amazon.
Correct.
I think they need to look for that.
Correct. If
I
it's
also
not,
think,
then you're shit out of luck.
Yeah. I also think that the people who created those fake Amazon listings should be investigated for fraud.
Absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
I don't mean account ban, slap on the wrist. I mean, they should have the authorities investigate them for fraud, because not only have they themselves defrauded Amazon and wherever they price matched it,
but so
they
did
allowed
a bunch of other people.
Right. Like, I don't want to say that everybody who did it should be investigated, because there might be some legitimately clueless idiots out there looking on Amazon for a PS4 and they see that and they try to order it, but it might not, the order might not go through, or they
right.
might, and they'll just be like, oh, well, maybe I could just price match it. But the people who created those listings were intentionally doing it to steal, basically,
right.
from the stores that they're price matching.
Right.
And imagine all the people who saw that on Amazon and ordered the item, and now they're not getting a PS4.
Right. Or now the people that wanted to legitimately purchase one at a regular price or a reasonable price, and now yeah. they're not available in their area because some fuckhead came in and just mm-hmm. like grabbed them all.
I think they should either be investigated for fraud, or Amazon should force them to fulfill all the orders that were created on their account.
Oh, absolutely. I think that would be the thing that would be even funnier, because then now they're going to have to pay out to buy a shit ton of fucking consoles and pay them out to people that legitimately were just like, hey, man, like, it's on their website. I totally want to fucking buy one for this price. Mm-hmm. You know?
And the sad thing is, I'm sure nothing will happen. They'll just have their marketplace account closed.
I don't know about that, actually.
I hope I'm wrong, but that's my guess. Nothing will happen.
I would imagine that there's going to be at least a little bit more done about it. There has to be.
I hope so.
With marrying into a lawyer's family, my way of thinking just automatically defaults to the legal sense in a lot of this kind of stuff. And even just like, well, for another amusing anecdote, my store got robbed again yesterday by the same guy that robbed it like a couple weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah. They caught him this time.
Good.
He lives like two blocks away.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, dumb shit. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of fucking scumbags out there. And but anyway, like they came into the store. That guy, I told you the first time, he came in, lifted his shirt up, had a gun on him. I was like, I'm going to need the money in the register, blah, blah, blah. Same thing this time, right? When they got caught, the cops caught up to them and then figured out like what they were doing. The guns were fake. Just because, now, even though the guns were fake, they're still going to get charged.
For armed robbery.
Exactly, because it was understood that the guns were real at the time, and they were presented as such. So it's also going to be like, you know, assault with a deadly weapon, because what's it like the second time they came in yesterday, Randall, the guy that was on duty, he tried walking out of the store, and they pinned him up against the wall. So now it's assault. They had a quote-unquote gun on them, so it's assault with a deadly weapon. So, yeah, those dudes are fucked. They're straight up
damn
fucked.
Good. Fuck them.
Yeah. So I feel like, you know, these guys that did this on Amazon, like, something's going to happen. Something has to happen.
I really hope so.
Accountability, it doesn't matter that they were online, and a lot of idiots, and I guarantee you some of them were, like, younger kids.
Oh, that, probably.
Because they were just like, there's a lot of people that are younger than I, in certain generations that are younger than myself, that don't understand that just because you're online and just because you're doing stuff on a computer doesn't mean you're fucking untouchable.
Yeah.
You know? And this will be a great opportunity to show certain people that, you know, you still have to have accountability for your actions. So
I hope something happens to them, but then you look at stuff like swatters and how many of those people make these fake 911 calls and have SWAT teams sent to houses and nothing happens to them.
Yeah. I mean,
there have been people who got shot in swatting pranks and nothing happens.
That blows my mind. That really blows my mind, because I feel like that's such a fucking huge issue. Like that's a big fucking deal, man. Yeah. Like, I don't know. That blows my mind.
It's like, who was the game developer just a few weeks ago that got a swatting attack because the game wasn't what was promised.
I forget, but I know I remember seeing the article. I remember like reading about it.
Oh, it was someone from Destiny.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, what the the game wasn't what you wanted. Whatever, return it, trade it,
yeah,
sell it, move on. Don't ruin someone else's life because you bought a shitty game.
Yeah, fucking cry about it. Jesus Christ. Like, it's terrible. It's fucking terrible, man.
It's like all these people who go batshit insane that they bought Assassin's Creed Unity and it's kind of crappy. It's like, wait for a review. Don't threaten lives of people.
Right. I mean, like, trust me, I'm upset that the game isn't what I wanted it to be.
But whatever, you'll live.
Holy shit, it's just a fucking game.
Yeah.
Like, not to mention the fact that, like, the way that I've always kind of looked at things, like, if I took the time and I took the effort and the money to purchase something, I'm going to get my money's worth out of it at least.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like even me with my Dragon Age Inquisitors edition, I'm on here bitching about it, crying about a figure being broken. I'm not here saying I'm going to murder Project Triforce,
yeah,
for what,
like,
happened.
Should be fucking held accountable. I'm going to chop it. Like, didn't that?
Yeah, I'm not going to swat BioWare.
Yeah, like,
I'm not going to, like, stalk EA and find their houses and
poop on them.
Yeah, poop.
Poop
just
on the
shit
houses.
Shit on them in their sleep.
Poop on their houses.
I'll go to the kids' rooms, just one turd for each child. Maybe I'll eat, like, something really cheesy and get a nice spray going on.
It's good to know.
But it's like, who was the one guy who got his game? Like, he had a game on Steam, and on its official release day, it still said it was an early access. And he went on Twitter and said he was going to kill Gabe. He was going to murder him. He will die.
Oh, yeah. What a fucking idiot.
What the fuck? They just said your game was still in early access. Maybe it was a glitch. Send an email. Hey, we released. We're not in early access anymore. Oh, sorry about that. Boop. There. It's fixed. Instead, I'm going to murder you.
Yeah.
You will die. Oh, well, then your game is completely gone. You could go fuck yourself. You're never going to be on Steam again.
Yeah. That's what you get,
yeah,
asshole.
Like, at least that's one guy who was held accountable.
Yeah, but that's also because, you know, it's Gabe.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll...
Gabe has that power to snap his fingers, yeah, and you will die.
No, oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. On the contrary.
And as he stands in front of your dying body, right before your eyes close for the final time, he pulls out Half-Life 3.
Oh, my God, don't even say that. That would be the worst death ever.
As you're dying, he installs it to your computer. And just as he double clicks the icon to start the game, you die.
Oh, my God.
And then he pisses on your body.
That's terrible. Oh, that's so terrible. Yeah, man. I don't know. Obviously,
accountability.
Accountability is a huge issue. But I mean, I don't know. Obviously, there's not much that we can do about it.
Nope.
It's unfortunate.
We'll just keep downloading those microtransaction patches.
Yeah. Over and over and over again.
Oh, shit.
It's unfortunate. But, well, I mean, we've already talked about what we played and what came out. Is there any other bits of news that we can cover before we?
I don't think there's much news going on, just because
there's
now
just,
everything's coming out.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like there's not a lot of stuff getting announced. It's pretty much just like, here's all that shit that you were waiting for. Now go play it.
Yeah, I mean, Black Friday sales are coming. I don't really give a shit about talking about them.
I mean, really, the only thing that I'm excited for is Shadow of Mordor being only $25, and that's at like a couple different places.
Yeah.
So that's really the only thing I'm interested in. It was that, and then like a couple places have like controllers a little bit cheaper. So if you need another controller for one of your newer systems, that'd be a time, or Black Friday would be a time to pick it up. Aside from that,
there ain't shit for news going on. It's
no.
Just everything finally coming out.
Go play some games, man. There's so many games.
Yeah. Why are you listening? I'd say, why are you listening to us? But you're not actually listening to
us.
No,
this is pretty just... This is just for us.
Randall, you probably have this on while you're drawing, and you're probably not even paying attention to us too much.
No, it's just
that one line looks kind of rough, though. Just tidy it up.
I want you to
shit together, Randall.
You know what, Randall? You should draw. What should you draw? If you're paying attention.
He should draw us a new logo with only two people.
How about it? I didn't think about that, actually. You could do like caricatures of both of us.
Although I've honestly been contemplating, he's been on so much, we should see if Pappy wants to be our number three.
He has been on quite a bit.
Too bad the son of a bitch isn't on this week.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I was going to just sit down and play Dragon Age until I go blind. And then I was like, are you sure you don't want to come on? He's like, man, I have work and we're getting audited at work this week. So I got to like do a lot of cleaning and laundry and dishes. And it's like, you just said you were going to play Dragon Age all night. And he's like, well, I forgot my headphones at work. Like, pick an excuse.
Just pick one and roll with it, man.
Flip a coin.
Pick one and roll with it. It's okay. I understand.
He's a bitch.
I'm excited to play some of the games that I picked up. I still, like, there's ones that I still haven't even fucking installed yet. So.
Really? I install everything immediately.
I just got home. I got home. I ate and then I waited. I could
have been installing right now.
Yeah, I probably should. I fucked up. I probably should have been doing that.
Now you fucked up.
What do you want to see me play? What do you think is the first one that I should get to? We got Sunset Overdrive, Call of Duty, Halo. I technically started Halo, but I've only gotten to the Lightbridge in the first Halo. So it's not like I even really played it. So Sunset Overdrive, Halo, Call of Duty, Horizon. Out of those, which ones?
I think you should do Horizon first.
Yeah.
Do a couple of circuits there, because I guarantee you if you start something and then play Horizon, you probably won't get back to that other game for a while.
Okay.
Like when I was playing Horizon, I like jumping around between a few games here and there.
Yeah.
When I was playing Horizon, it was Horizon.
Okay.
And especially if you're like a completionist who likes finding all the hidden bounty boards and everything else, you'll waste your life looking for all the bounty boards.
See,
and
you know how much of a sucker I am for customization, too.
Yeah, and you can customize the fuck out of those cars.
Right. So what'll probably end up happening is I'll boot the game up, I'll get my first car, I'll be like, oh, I can customize it now, and then I'll waste like 3 hours.
You're gonna customize it until it looks perfect, and then you'll do the first championship, and
then
be
you
like,
get another
car.
And you're like, fuck, now I gotta do this one.
It encourages you. After a championship and you have to do the road trip to the next city, it encourages you to pick a new car, a new class. So instead of like doing off-road 4x4, it'll incur like the three options. One of them will be like sprint cars or just pure speed, stuff like that.
So it's not going to be one of those things where it's like, I'm going to want to pimp out one car and only use that one car all the time.
It won't be like that at all.
Ew.
Yeah, there is a heavy emphasis on trying as many different classes and vehicles and styles as possible.
Hmm.
I mean, usually if I'll start a championship and pick a vehicle, I'll use that one for quite a bit. If I go to the next town, I might pick something new, or I might just pick the same style championship and do four more races like that.
Hmm.
But I'll go start a championship, do a race, and then be like, you know what? Can explore a bit.
And then just mess around.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Do some of the bucket list challenges. Find a couple of bounty boards and experience boards. Just run into people.
I can't wait to find your fucking drive attire. It's gonna jump over a fucking building and just land on my roof. And then just do like figure eights around me while hitting my bumper every time it comes back around.
I was talking to a friend online and he was like, dude, I played Horizon and I saw your drivatar in there. I fucking hate it. I'm like, why? Is it that bad of a driver? He's like, no, he's always in first. I can't fucking beat it.
It's funny.
I mean, I'll admit I play it on easier settings with like the additional like brake help and
because
I'm not into sim racers.
You know, and that's the thing. Everything that I've seen on it, they were like, you know, you can play it how you want. So if you want to play it like an arcade style racer, which I think the reason why I picked it up is because I kind of want that. So I might actually bump it down myself as well. But if I do want to play something like super fucking crazy sim-like racing, I can do that too.
Yeah. That's the beauty of it.
But I think I'm going to default it down to easy. Just so that I could play it almost like arcade-y.
Yeah.
Because I've always been looking for that one game that's going to remind me of Need for Speed Underground 2. And I'm excited to play this and see what I think of it.
So. Yeah, I don't know Underground 2, so I can't really comment on that.
It was free roam, super customization, like just a bunch of shit. I loved
it.
If
that doesn't scratch your itch, remember, for $5 a month or $30 for the year, you could play Need for Speed Rivals in EA Access.
Yeah, but would you really suggest Rivals over Horizon?
I haven't played Rivals.
At all.
I don't know.
Ooh. Okay, then.
Well, no, I just never got to the game.
Right.
And then when it did finally get added to EA Access, I already had Horizon. And I was...
So no reason to try it.
So I just never felt like, well, I already have Horizon. I'm playing this a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to try Rivals. It got great reviews.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard great things about it. I never looked at it, honestly. I was too pumped for fucking Horizon, man.
$30 a year.
Maybe.
Need for Speed, Battlefield, Madden, FIFA, Peggle.
Peggle, man.
Garden Warfare. Which is still one of the best shooters on the bone.
Well, because the other thing that I'm even thinking of is, even if I don't go with the EA Access... I think what's gonna put me over the edge is if they start adding a couple other games.
Because they're already up to 6.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sure we'll get another one soon. I hope. It has so far been monthly, but maybe we won't get anything for December because there's so much other shit coming out.
Yeah,
it'd probably get overshadowed. But who knows?
Probably. We'll see.
Either way.
I'm still really excited to see what the hell the fucking Games for Gold is going to be.
Yeah.
Because that should be fucking bonkers, actually.
Yeah.
You figure holiday season, Games for Gold, they got to do something nice.
A lot of people were expecting something really big for this month because it's the 1 year anniversary of the Xbox One. But maybe they themselves realized that it's November.
Exactly. You don't want to blow your load in fucking November. You wait until December.
A lot of people are wondering if they're going to give Rise away on Games with Gold soon.
That'd be nuts.
Just because of how frequently they've been giving away Rise the way it is. Like, nearly everybody who's picked up a Sunset Overdrive bundle has gotten a token for a free copy of Rise. Yeah.
Well, I feel like I'm the last... The last Xbox owner on the planet that didn't play Rise.
No guarantee they played it, but they got it.
But they have it. They have it. That's half the battle, right? That's half the battle.
G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe.
Fucking old school.
Something like that.
Body massage.
Dude, I saw a fucking t-shirt that literally just said body massage in the G.I. Joe font.
Oh my God,
I wanted it so bad. I was very upset that I didn't pick it up.
Oh, actually. That is awesome.
Body massage machine, go. Go. Body massage.
Who wants a body massage?
Oh, I don't know. I just want to ride my motorcycle.
Cool. My favorite video from that is where the kid falls off the cliff. It's like the one that's like 3 seconds long.
It's great.
Shit. Oh, man. Oh, wow. I'm totally going so fast. Oh, fuck.
Give me the stick. No, don't give me the stick.
Oh. Video games.
There were G.I. Joe video games. whatever.
Long time ago.
Long time ago. Music this week, all G.I. Joe theme. Nothing but the G.I. Joe theme on fucking loop.
Actually, I think I'm going to play some retro music. We're in this age where there's patches and updates and broken games that need to be fixed and downtime and everything else. And everyone's like, I miss the classic days where you just put a game in and it works. Like a Nintendo.
Can I make a request?
Maybe.
Genesis.
That's going with NES.
It's still a cartridge.
But then
McDonald's
I'd have to...
McDonald's Treasure Island?
Hmm.
Anything off of McDonald's Treasure Island. Anything. I don't care. Anything off
of
that game.
Is there a soundtrack rip of that?
Of the OST?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Cool.
Yeah. Anything off of McDonald's Treasure Island. I don't care what. You could pick it.
Mention that when you send me the link for the file.
I will.
Because you know how my memory is.
Sweet.
Like last week, we're like, oh, we're going to try having some A-Rival, and it's just nothing but Vert. Well, that and I never heard from Alex on the song. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so
we
I want...
We haven't celebrated Shantae yet, so...
Shantae! I want... Yeah, I want McDonald's Treasure Island. At least one song.
That'll work.
At least one song.
But you're kind of eager to end the episode considering we haven't done email yet.
We don't... I just assume that we don't have email most of the time.
Zach's back, so...
Oh, that's true.
And then some other crazy news. I was talking to Kayla, King of the Nerds.
Mm-hmm.
She played games lately.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Huh.
Burnout Paradise.
Good.
And Lego Batman.
The new one?
I think so. So she's been a busy gal.
Cool.
But, yeah... You can tell Zach is back.
Oh
when
my God!
I show
yeah,
you this,
I just saw the fucking
this email. Like, oh.
It's so. Loud.
So here we go. Zach writes: I'm writing this email as I'm listening to episode 92, and I don't know how many of my previously sent emails made it to that episode. All of them, and which ones won't be read until episode 93? This one, like this one. Yes. Apologies if I end up repeating myself. Chris, high five for both of us getting our bones. Go us. All things considered, I am enjoying the games I'm playing, Sunset Overdrive, Halo, Evil Within, and Chariot, but I have a couple complaints. Oh, it's not Zach without complaints.
Of course. I'm ready.
He's getting to be that grouchy old man.
And how do I not have his goddamn fucking gamer tag?
Oh, I think it's Zotaku something. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Number one, Sunset was a digital download, but both Evil Within and Halo also required stupid downloads in order to play them. Those are called patches.
Also, welcome to next gen.
Yes,
because it happens on both new systems.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if you got a PS4, it'd be the same way, but chances are PlayStation Network would be down.
Well, the funny thing is, too, is my bass player, the one that bought me the blue controller,
mm-hmm.
he just bought a PlayStation 4.
Did you just look at him, look deep into his eyes and say,
you fucked up? Yeah, I did.
Why?
I did. And the funny thing is, you want to know why he bought it?
He
wants to play Call of Duty.
Tell him to fucking return it.
I tried. I'm like, dude, you do realize if you want to play that, just pick it up on Xbox One. I'll play it with you. Or you could just come over here and play it. Because you're here all the time anyway.
It's like, don't you realize that Xbox has always been the lead platform for Call of Duty?
It has.
So you bought it on the shittier system for shittier performance.
With shittier people.
Yes. And a shittier controller.
I do like the PlayStation 4 controller.
I don't. So with one digital game, plus Chariot, which was a full download, which as a full download was smaller in size than the Halo update, in two disc-based games, I've already got one-third of my system's memory full. It doesn't help that it touts a 500-gig hard drive, but needs over 100 of that for standard setup and default apps and stuff. So really, I only start with about 350-gig of usable space. Yes, I knew this going in, and yes, I know I can buy more space like a 1 or 2 terabyte hard drive, but it's still kind of crazy just how much space all this stuff is taking up. I remember the days when games came on discs complete and whole, and that's all you needed to play. Man, I miss those days.
Case and point.
1B.
Now, I will agree because honestly, like I said, there's still one, two, three. There's three discs that I still have to install of games that I bought. That's probably going to fill my hard drive.
Yeah. Well, I addressed a lot of this. I actually replied to his email because later in the email he asks for tips. So I replied back. Just to cover a lot of what I said, I'll just read my email to him.
Okay.
In a bit.
Sure.
1B, addendum, I have now reached the part where you guys talked about Chris picking up a hard drive for his Xbox One, and it still feels weird to just be like, oh, just go grab another hard drive with lots of space when the systems themselves cost so much to begin with. I mean, there have been memory cards for the PS1, PS2, the GameCube, etc. for years and years, but those were not nearly as expensive as proper external hard drives, and it's just dumb to me. I don't know, maybe I'm just being a whiny little bitch. That's probably it.
Now, I'm gonna take this opportunity to remind you guys of the great memory card shortage of the PlayStation 2 era.
Yes. Someone else remembers it.
Yeah.
It's when the system started selling really well, for the people who don't know, and for some reason they didn't renew their licenses with third-party accessory makers like Mad Catz or Nyko or whoever else. So the only company releasing memory cards
was Sony, and they couldn't keep up.
And how much weren't memory cards like $40 back then?
They were fucking expensive.
So think about it. I would rather pay $120 for a 4 terabyte hard drive than $120 for 24 meg of memory space with
The other thing that you have to take into consideration is when that system came out, how much was the system comparatively? It's what, 200, 250, somewhere around there?
I thought they were 300, weren't they?
Might have been somewhere around there. I don't remember.
I'm too old.
But anyway, comparatively, you figure maybe what? An eighth, maybe a sixth of how much you would have to spend to get the actual console itself? Probably a sixth.
Yeah.
A sixth of the price of the console itself you were spending on a memory card that you were going to fill if you had, what, 5 games? Yeah. 6 games?
It depends on the games.
Right.
But again, let's not say you could spend that. You
had
needed to.
It was required.
To buy a memory card.
Yeah, because you couldn't even save the game, period.
Yes.
At all. There was nothing to save it onto.
So I don't miss those days where it was a requirement to get a memory card.
Right, because at least with this, you know, I got my system. I'm very happy with my purchase of the Xbox One because I was able to get games with it, didn't have to worry about memory, didn't have to worry about a controller. The only thing I wanted to pick up was a rechargeable battery.
Mm-hmm.
But like aside from that, I didn't feel like I was gimped. I had my headset. I did everything that I needed to
start. Didn't the system even come with batteries for your controller?
It did.
So
it, out of the box, I was able to play two games.
Plus the free downloads.
Plus the free downloads. Plus storage space for all my saves.
Yep.
Like, I was very happy with it because I was worried. I was like, you know, maybe I should wait until I have a little bit more money because the last time that I had to buy a system other than the 360, the last time I bought a new system was a PlayStation 2. And when I bought it, I was like, well, I have to wait until I get some more money so that I can get some games for it and so that I can get a memory card for it, mm-hmm. and so that I can get another controller for it and like all this other shit. So, you know, collectively, it ended up costing me way more than I had already budgeted for, whereas in this aspect, I actually ended up paying less than what I had budgeted for because I used a coupon.
Yeah.
And I didn't need anything else. Like, mm-hmm. So I'm perfectly fine with where stuff's at. I mean, and again, we're pretty much in that same aspect where with how much you would have to spend for a decent amount of memory, it's actually around the same fraction of the cost of the system to get, you know, a good amount of memory, but that's, you know, that's enough for you to not have to worry about it ever again.
Yeah.
You know?
And then let's not forget another thing, because why not compare to the PS4 that we love so much?
Right.
If you need more space on an Xbox One, get a hard drive, plug it in.
Yeah.
If you want more space on a PS4, back up all your saves, back up all your files, open the system, take out the old hard drive, put the new one in, hope that it's compatible and that it works. And then either copy over or re-download all your shit or reinstall all your shit. Wait forever for it to update and this and that and everything else. I'd rather just plug an external in.
Yep. That's why I'm actually kind of hoping that I'm kind of hoping that someone, I'm going to put it on my Christmas list, is a fucking hard drive for that thing. Cuz I'm just like, man, it's filling up so fast. Like I just looked at it the other day after I installed Halo and I'm just like, dude, I'm at fucking half. Like I'm a little over half. I was at like 55%.
Well, that also fits into something that I replied to him, but I'll get to the size of stuff later.
Yeah.
One more dig at the PS4, just because I have to, is I saw him share some kind of giveaway thing for a PS4, and he's like, I got the Wii U and the Xbox One. Now I just need a PS4. And I said, no, you don't. Need? No.
I don't need.
Not at all.
I don't need a PlayStation
Maybe 4. Maybe if you win one free, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
But need?
One for free? I'll take a PlayStation 4 for free for two games. I'll take it for fucking Little Big Planet and the Suda 51 game when it comes out.
Infamous.
And maybe Infamous. Maybe.
There's some good download stuff, too. Again, I don't hate the PS4. I just hate how it's made.
And the company.
I don't hate the PS4 as an idea. I hate it as a machine that's built
as
like
a tangible
shit.
Object.
Yes.
I hate the tangible object. I like the idea.
Yeah. If every PS4 game was on an Xbox One, I'd love it. But they aren't.
But they're
so
not.
I have to deal with that piece of shit system.
Yeah.
Anyway, number two, maybe it's just me and my dislike for the Windows 8-like setup, but I find the user interface to be massively unintuitive. Where on the 360, if you want to return to the dashboard, you would hit the home button and it blatantly said press Y to exit game, return to dashboard. On the one, instead keeps the game open and paused when you hit the home button, allowing you to freely access other parts of the dashboard as you please. That's nice, but when I'm done with a game, I want to close the game. It worked out that in order to do that, I must press the home button, then press menu, and then select quit game. But the problem is it doesn't indicate anywhere that this is how to do it. I had to play around and work it out a bit and get a bit frustrated before finding the answer. Joe, I know you've got the Kinect, so maybe it's easier by saying something like Xbox quit game or something. I'm not sure. No, you don't say Xbox quit game. Xbox go home, and then if you want to close it, you hit start and select quit game. But you don't need to, ever, because if you pick another game, it automatically closes the other one.
Yeah.
All I know is the setup is kind of annoying and will take some getting used to, but you've had your one since launch, so I would be keen to hear some tips or pointers from you if they think they might help. Don't close the games. Go to home, watch TV, and if you go back to the game, guess what? It's still open and waiting for you.
Now, I have noticed, when I have Diablo, okay, if I'm still in town and I turn the console off, I turn the console back on. While the console's turning back on, I hear this like audio stutter and the screen will kind of flicker and then it'll catch up to itself and then everything's fine again.
Yeah.
But it's like trying to play the stuff from the game to get back to where it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and it kind of like screws itself up a little bit, but then an event like, you know, after about a second or two, then it's like, and then it fixes itself.
Yeah.
But that's kind of discerning to me.
Well, it's just new technology. It's just trying to catch up to where you left it off.
Yeah.
No other system is really doing this.
No, which I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, the thing that I really love is that, mainly just because like I'll go play something, I'll have to do something. I'll walk away and I start getting really busy or I have to leave for work or whatever. Jordan can come over. She can put on Hulu or Netflix or whatever, do that stuff. And then as soon as I come back home, it's as if I left it paused the entire time, which is fucking great.
The only way that doesn't work is if someone loads up a different game.
Yeah. But even still, I really, really like that.
Yeah.
I really like that.
So yeah, don't worry about closing the game. Because you don't have to.
Nope.
It's designed to just keep running in the background, paused, until you get back to it.
Yep.
Or swap games or whatever. So,
yep.
Don't worry about closing games. Just go home, do what you want.
Go home.
Go home, you son of a bitch.
Go home.
As far as Path of Exile is concerned, it's not a matter of wanting to get into it. It's a matter of needing to learn the game more for a job opening. Grinding Gear Games, the people who made the game, have a few job openings, one of which I've applied for. Good luck.
Yeah.
Seriously, hope you get it. Because then you won't have to work for Kyle anymore.
And then if you need a consultant, then I'll learn the game.
They're based here in Auckland, and I had an interview a few days ago, but I need to learn more about the game's ins and outs. So while I'd quite happily play Diablo with you guys when I get around to grabbing it for the Xbox One, he keeps saying XBO. Like, no one says that. Just call it the X-Bone or the Xbox.
It's like...
Or the One.
When I see XBO, I don't know why, but I keep thinking of the Outer Banks. Because it's OBX. like every single time I see it, I'm just like, oh, we're going to North Carolina. That's cool.
Oh, he takes a shot at me. You'll like this. So when I get around to grabbing it for the Xbox One, which will probably be next year sometime, I've already got it on PC, so maybe Joe should get it on PC to play with us.
Oh, happy shit. Face.
POE shit. Takes a bit of priority at this time. I haven't told him. I have it on PC, and I hate using mouse and keyboard, so suck it. I'd rather play it on console.
Better. I mean, like, all I'm saying is, if you want a professional action RPG consultant, then I will learn it for some compensation. But
bling.
But I mean, honestly, I do consider myself to be extremely well versed in action RPGs. So if you do want my legitimate opinion on it,
I don't call Diablo an action RPG.
It is an action RPG.
Dungeon crawler.
It is a quintessential action RPG.
It is a third person dungeon crawler RPG. An action RPG is like Halo or Kingdoms of Amalur or Dragon Age. Because it's an RPG game with action fighting instead of turn-based fighting.
Yes, but Diablo is still considered an action RPG.
It's a dungeon-crawling RPG.
It is a dungeon crawler, but as dungeon crawler is a prerequisite to action RPG. It's still technically an action RPG. Anyway.
Sure.
But games of that style, I would say that I know very well. So if you wanted my legitimate opinion on stuff, then I would go into detail. I would give the game a legitimate shot if I had more reason to. But I don't, so that's why I play Diablo. I got my, you know, I played it for a couple hours. I got my first opinion of it, and it just made me want to play Diablo more, so I just went back to it. So, email continues.
Okay. Mario Kart 8 DLC tracks. Let's talk about that for a minute. I've got to be honest, I'm underwhelmed.
I didn't get them yet, so...
Don't get me wrong. 8 tracks, 3 characters, and 4 new carts for $6 is fucking amazing, period. Even so, too many of the new tracks just left something to be desired in my mind. I really love the Super Nintendo Rainbow Road and Hyrule Circuit, and Yoshi Circuit is pretty fun too. On the other hand, Excitebike Arena is a neat concept, but incredibly boring when played through. Ice Outpost is another completely new level, and it's just so bland. Really not much fun at all. Mute City is okay, what with the all the speed boosts, adding a bit of excitement, get it. But again, the track feels more like fan service for people who want a new F-Zero game than a proper level for people who want Mario Kart. I'll have to play Wario's Gold Mine and Dragon Driftway a couple more times before making a better opinion on them. But when compared to the other 32 tracks, wherein there are only 3 or 4 tracks I'm generally not fond of, having at least 3 of these 8 fall flat for me is definitely a disappointment. Plus, we've already got Mario, Metal Mario, and Baby Mario, plus Pink Gold Peach and Baby Peach. We really didn't need another form of each of them as new characters when they could have added other different characters like Diddy Kong or Zelda. I mean, in the Animal Crossing pack, we're getting Villager and Isabelle, right? So for the Legend of Zelda pack, why didn't we get Link and Zelda? I'm still elated with the amount of content for the price, but I'm still disappointed with a good deal of the content itself. Bitch, is that all I can do? # the industry's corrupt, # Gamergate, # ethics in gaming journalism.
# YOLO, # swag, # thug life.
# YOLO swag. I think he's just bitching.
Yeah, honestly. I think so. Dude, honestly, like, I haven't picked it up yet, but $6 for DLC for Mario Kart, like...
Yeah, the DLC, the price is amazing. The amount of content is amazing.
Yeah.
Who knows? They might have just been cut tracks that they didn't think were that great, but for $6, they gave it to us anyway.
Here, you can have it anyway.
Enjoy it. I played through them all. I thought they were all fun. Were they the best tracks in the game? No.
Were they worth $6?
Fuck yes.
There you go.
I agree with the characters too. We didn't need another Mario and another Peach.
No, absolutely not.
Like, give us Dry Bones.
Right? I'm very upset that he's not in it.
Give us Donkey Kong Jr., like the original or Super Mario Kart. Yeah, Boo. Bring Boo back.
What the fuck?
Where my Boo at?
Where my Boo?
Yeah, they definitely could have put better characters, but I think the tracks themselves...
Hey, Boo.
Perfectly awesome for $6.
How about a fucking Goomba?
And his vehicle is the shoe.
How about a Goomba?
With wheels on it. It's just a roller skate.
How about a Goomba? Can we have that?
But anyway, I told you that I replied to him, so I might as well let you know about that.
Yeah.
I said, we will obviously discuss all of this on the show, which we did, but I figured I'd give you the pointers you wanted. There is zero need to actually quit games. Leave it go, and if you feel like going back, it's usually right where you left it. I never bother quitting games, but if I do, it's second nature and to hit menu and quit. I'm much happier just hitting home and moving on. As for space, you honestly just lucked out in getting three bigger games right off the bat. Most downloads are pretty small, of course, but some disc games are smaller. Lords of the Fallen is 5.5 gig, Fantasia 5.8, Shadow Warrior 6.7. The Lego games are under 9. Murdered and Sherlock Holmes are both in the 12s. Metro Redux is 12.8. Hell, Alien, Sunset, Diablo, Black Flag, Sniper Elite, Thief, Tomb Raider, Watch Dogs, Titanfall, Warriors Orochi, Destiny, Sleeping Dogs, Garden Warfare, all under 25 gig. So it's not like they're all massive 50 gig games. 40 games that I have are less than 5 gig. In fact, out of my 75 plus games, only 10 were more than 30. Halo, Advanced Warfare, Wolfenstein, Dragon Age, Forza 5, and Horizon, Assassin's Creed Unity, Rise, Evil Within, and Battlefield 4.
That's so I picked all the big games.
Pretty much.
I did. Pretty much... Out of all of the games that I have, so Sunset Overdrive is a lower one, right?
Mm.
Diablo's a lower one?
Yep.
Madden? How big's Madden?
No, I don't remember.
Madden's probably big. And then the downloaded ones, which not even all of the downloaded ones, because fucking Unity was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, God damn it.
Yeah, that's just the nature of games now. They're big. Better textures, better audio, etc. Delete stuff you don't play or grab an external. PS4 has the very same space issues, and you can't just plug an external there.
Yeah.
Also, I already own Dirbobbles 3 on PC, but hate the controls, so that's not happening. Fuck mouse and keyboard, and yes, you are super whiny with the new gen of systems, especially the Mario Kart DLC. Best DLC value out there, and you complain? Come on, we're lucky Nintendo's actually doing DLC at all, especially for so cheap given the amount of content.
Yeah.
Plus, I'd rather spend $120 on a 4 terabyte hard drive than the same amount for 3 PS2 memory cards that only hold 8 meg. Those fuckers were not cheap or big. Don't worry, we make fun of you for all of this next week. And then he replied, because why not? Man, brilliant. Of course, I would have to have... Two of the biggest games, all good. At least I know that now. Thanks. And yeah, we'll probably grab a bigger hard drive for the XBO later on when we need more space. If it's not going to fill up with the next 5 games, I'm not too worried about the moment. But yes, on good time. Thanks for the tips and pointers. If I have any more trouble with things, you'll be my go-to for questions. Cool? Cool. Finally, to be fair, I did state multiple times how great a deal the Mario Kart 8 DLC is. Plus, at least I recognize that I'm being a nitpicky dickhead.
It's true. He is being a nitpicky dickhead.
He said it, not us.
And I just like saying those words together because it sounds really funny.
It nitpicky does. Dickhead. It's really good. Nitpicky dickhead.
Nitpicky dickhead.
Picky dick.
I like it. It's funny.
So, yeah, that was our email. Talk about the games and how half of them don't work properly.
Yeah. And now I just want to listen to McDonald's Treasure Island.
And hopefully we'll have Pappy on next week to talk about his time spent with Dragon Age.
Dragon Age, yeah. Well, you know, like
if he wasn't too busy doing dishes.
Apparently. And we'll find out. I'm assuming, because I'm going to keep calling up the stores, you know, I get a free game. In the next couple days, I get a free game. So it's just a matter of if that free game is going to be Grand Theft Auto, Far Cry, or Dragon Age. So it's just a matter of time.
I would go Far Cry and then get the EA Access trial.
We will see. I'm going to do extensive research on all three.
It's only $5.
I'm going to do extensive research on all three. And I will...
You know what Grand Theft Auto is about.
Yeah, and that's why I want it.
It's Grand Theft Auto with first-person mode.
I know. That's why I really want it.
The visuals compared to the PS4 are not up to speed.
What do you mean?
Like, people are showing differences in, like, grassy areas between the two. The PS4, there's lush foliage everywhere. And on the Xbox One, there's, like, big patches of nothing. Someone actually put a funny picture out, a meme GIF, where the first part was the PS4 version, allegedly, with like a big tropical landscape and trees and flowers and grass, and then they switched over to the Xbox One, which was just a desert. I was laughing my ass off.
It's great. I don't know, man. I honestly think it's just a matter of, like, I want to play GTA Online again. It was so much fun. I really had a lot of fun with that, so I don't know. We'll see.
Well, then get GTA, and if you trade it in 3 weeks, I'll fucking murder you.
I won't. Like I said, I'm...
You said that last time.
I wanted to get Jordan a Kindle.
I will fucking murder you.
I did. I do not. No, I do not. I wanted to do that.
She said that Chris lives to make her feel guilty.
No, I wanted to do that. I did.
I wanted to do that. He wanted a Wii U.
She was the one that put that together for me. You did. I did. I got stuff. I'm excited for my stuff.
I keep telling Chris to just trade stuff into GameStop.
What you're going to get.
Pokemon games.
That's what you're going
to
get.
As he likes to call it, just trade in Pokemon games.
I'm telling you.
For GameStop credit. Dude, that was my idea.
Yeah, that's what you're going to get.
It wouldn't have been my idea if I wasn't okay with that suggestion.
Okay. Well, that's what you're going to get.
But instead, you're like, ooh, I'll get Halo or I'll get this.
It's so I can play games with you. I want to play games with you. It was, how long has it been? It's been like almost a year. Or something along the lines of that, because I was always getting stuff on PC, and you're like, why don't you just put stuff on console so we could play together? And I'm like, but PC?
Then you bought Grand Theft Auto 5 on Xbox 360, and you traded it in 3 weeks later.
I had other things that I deemed more important. I stand by that decision.
You know what's more important? My balls.
No, they're not. More important.
No, they're not.
Actually. I mean, they might be more important to you, but not for me.
All right, let's just end this shit.
No final words? You can't have an episode anymore without final words. It doesn't matter if it's from a guest or if it's from one of us. Final words.
Let me think here.
Better be good ones. You don't want to fuck it up.
Oh, dude, I've got the I have them on the tip of my tongue. I got it.